You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshi on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
What you need when what you really want inside can't Are listening to African Perspectives, where we view the issues of our day from an African worldview and African-centered perspective. This program is unapologetically African. It is a custom in the African tradition to ask elders for permission to speak, having been granted permission. To our ancestors, whose shoulders we stand on, to our elders, whose shadows we walk in, I greet you, my dear brothers and sisters. In the language of one of the greatest civilizations on this planet, it gave the world the basic disciplines of knowledge of science, math, architecture, music, writing, law, religion, you name it, we did it. The Greeks called it Egypt, but they called themselves Kemet, and Kemet means land of the blacks. I greet you all in the Kemetic language, the word of peace, Hotep. It is truly an honor and a privilege to pour libation because we truly do stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. We're going to use water because water has no enemies. Water is the great cleanser, the great purifier. Everything on the planet that lives, it needs water, from a tiny microscopic organism to a tall redwood tree. We pour water into the earth to invoke the spirits of our ancestors, and we say the word Ashe, which simply means so be it. So we pour this libation to God. For all that God has done and for all that God will do. We say, Ashe. We pour this libation to Mother Africa, birthplace of all humanity, everyone who has lived, everyone who will live in the future. We all have a common ancestral root in Africa. We pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. I mentioned Kemet in the opening. Kemet was the height, the apex, the zenith of African high culture. But there were others as well, as Timari, Punt, and Nubia. So we pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa, of Ghana, Mali, Songhai, Benin, Great Zimbabwe. Civilizations that were flourishing and growing while Europe was in a medieval or dark age. The University of Sankore at Timbuktu, an outstanding educational institution. So we pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa. We say, Ashe. We pour this libation to the Ma'afa, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the Infakani, the great tragedy, uprooted out of Africa. Our brothers and sisters lay a carpet along the Atlantic Ocean. We're in North America, South America, Central America, and throughout the diaspora. So we pour this libation to our brothers and sisters who suffered the Ma'afa, the Infakani, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the great tragedy. We pour this libation in their honor and in their memory. We do not know their names, but because of them and their sacrifice, we are here. So we say, Ashe. We pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. If you ever heard me do a libation, you will know that we were not slaves. I repeat, we were not slaves. We were captives. What does a captive want to do? Get free. So we pour this libation to all those men and women who fought against enslavement. In fact, I maintain that some of us are more of a slave today than we were in our initial captivity, because some of us are a slave to vice, to corruption, to drugs, sex, and violence. So we pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. Gabriel Prosser, Nat Turner, Dingmark Vesey, Harriet Tubman. We always resisted, and we will always resist. So we pour this libation in the name and the honor of those men and women who fought against our captivity. We pour this libation to those unborn, those young men and women who will once again lead us back on the stage of human history as a free and proud and productive people. We sashe. We pour this libation to brotherhood and sisterhood, together for the union of family. We need each other. We don't have good family life. There's a saying, conditions shape conduct and consciousness. The conditions in our community are bad. The conduct towards each other is not good. Because why? We lack consciousness. And consciousness is more than just awareness. Consciousness is a deeper understanding of who you are historically, who you are culturally. So once we begin to understand the importance of brotherhood and sisterhood together for the union of family. Brothers and sisters, let us all say, Ashe, Ashe.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Good morning, African world. You are listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com. and blacktalkradionetwork.com. And I am your host, Baba Oshi. Hold on, family. Thank you. This is African Perspectives. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 10 to 12 Central, 9 to 11 Mountain, or 8 to 10 Pacific, or any other time around the world. But if you cannot listen to this program live, go to our archives at timeforanawakening.com. Top of the page, you'll see podcast programs. Click on that. The drop down, you'll see African Perspectives. Click on that. There will be programs that are dated and titled. And you know, me and Brother Kwaku, we try our best to keep it up to date. So, you know, and like when you go on there, there was only programs from last year, you know. So, because I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, unless there's an issue. A problem, whatever. What I'm going to do? Oh, okay. Haven't done this in a while. Maybe that threw me off because I haven't made any announcements in quite a while. So let me do that. So, but first, of course, that we always say what the lineup is here on Time for an Awakening. This program, of course, is every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And all times are going to give our Eastern times. Monday and Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Our Story with Baba Wes Johnson out of New Orleans. Monday and Wednesday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Our Story with Baba Wes Johnson. On Thursday, from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., the Black Liberation Movement, Mississippi on the Move with Brother Patrick Lumumba of the Geronimo
Pat. This call may be recorded or transcribed.
Geronimo Pat Gun Club. Brother Patrick Lumumba. Friday. If it's Friday and it's 8 p.m., it's Time for an Awakening, family. That's right. Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. On Sunday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Sundays. Pinckney to Pinckney. Activist Reverend Edward Pinckney. Out of Benton Harbor, Michigan, 5 to 6 p.m. on Sunday. And then at 7 p.m. on Sunday, once again, Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And, of course, the number to call is 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. All right. We Buy Black. We Buy Black. The largest online marketplace for American African-owned businesses is WeBuyBlack.com. Get everything you need from American African-owned businesses, WeBuyBlack.com. Africa for the Africans. Africa for the Africans. I had Brother Bomani Tayemba on earlier, and back in January. Of course, he left for Zinya, what they called South Africa. He left for Zinya, and he left the 30th and coming back on the 10th. He'll be back in the next couple of days. And of course, Zinya's been in the news because they're taking land from Caucasians
who took land from us. It's our land. And Donald Trump, of course, he's the big man for white supremacy. He's the guy to make sure that everything will be back in its place. If it's not, he'll try his best to make it so. And of course, you know, Elon Musk is from Azania. No, he's from South Africa, and that's how he got all his money and other technical things that he did to, you know, garner the billions of dollars that he has. Or they find ways to streamline this government and have people out of jobs and so forth. Man, this is crazy, but hey, it is what it is. And hopefully as we go through this madness, we will see how important it is for us to close ranks, pull our resources, and get the out of here. And get the hell up out of this madness, this insanity. Okay. Azania, he'll be getting back on the 10th. April 4th through the 14th of this year. Kenya, May 24th to June 5th. Ghana, November 20th to December 1st. Tanzania, February 12th through the 23rd next year, 2026. Liberia, April 1st through April 13th, 2026. Kemet. So those are the places that Brother Bomani is traveling to. Check him out. Check out Africa for the Africans. His number is 404-931-9429. 404-931-9429. And of course, if you want to see pictures of previous tours, go to facebook.com/Bomani, and they're always updated, family. If you want to see videos of previous tours, go to youtube.com/Bomani2007, Africa for the Africans. Habesha Incorporated.org. Habesha stands for Helping Africans by Establishing Schools at Home and Abroad. And of course, they have their work here locally, here in the Atlanta area. Their mission is they're a Pan-African organization that cultivates leadership in youth and families through practical experiences in cultural education, sustainable agriculture, entrepreneurship, holistic health, and technology. And, of course, they have the Kashi Project in Ghana, the beautiful buildings and so forth, the Kashi Project in Ghana. That's HabeshaIncorporated.org. The Ledge Group, Land for the Environmental Development for Group Economics, Brother Peter Brown and his group doing great work on the continent. The Ledge Group, Ledge stands for Land for the Environmental Development for Group Economics. They deal in the area of four things that are vital to human existence: food, water, clothing, and shelter. They have 12 projects in 6 different countries, over 170 employed, and over 260 members. Brothers and sisters, become a member of the Ledge Group, Land for the Environmental Development for Group Economics. The Minister of Wellness, Brother Nathaniel Jordan. I'm not sure if he's back yet. Maybe I'll give our good brother Ayo Kamathi a call and find out if he's heard anything. And also to give Brother Kamathi a call to find out how he's doing. Maybe we can get him on the program soon. But the Minister of Wellness, Daniel Jordan. But you can go to theministerofwellness.com. Theministerofwellness.com. Go on his website, see the products that he has, and maybe something that you will need. Smile Pharmacy. I try to get Smile Pharmacy there. website is down. Okay? So we got to go to the Moses West Foundation. TheMosesWestFoundation.org. Launching this giving programs all the time. And, you know, yeah, Brother Apollo updates the website. Who we are designed and implement advanced atmospheric water generation technology to deliver sustainable water, sanitation, and hygiene solutions globally, ensuring communities have reliable access to resources essential for health and well-being. Our mission, that's their mission, and that's what they do. The Moses West Foundation family, providing water to brothers and sisters who may not have it or it's contaminated and so forth. So, Wadada's Healthy Marketing Juice Bar, located in the West End on Ralph David Abernathy, located on Ralph David Abernathy, 878 Ralph David Abernathy Boulevard. Wadada's Healthy Marketing Juice Bar, with delicious smooth fruit smoothies and all kinds of pastries and dry goods, beans and so forth. I tell you, and on Saturday and Sunday, tomorrow and Sunday, they serve vegan dishes at Wadada's Healthy Marketing Juice Bar, located in the West End. The Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. I've been down to see Mama Nia a few times. She's doing well. Place is doing well. It's great. The Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. Give them a call. If you're looking for a book, call her up. She may have it. If she doesn't, she'll definitely try her best to get it for you. Give her a call at 404-346-3263. 404-346-3263. She has a fine selection of books, postcards, green cards, T-shirts, figurines, gift certificates, all kind of good stuff. That's Mama Nia in the Greenbrier Mall. The other bookstore that we talk about and promote is the Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore and Coffee Bar, located in Lithonia, 6984 Main Street in Lithonia. That's right. That's east of Atlanta. Jump on I-20, head east, exit 74. Take that exit, make a left. That's Main Street into Lithonia for about a mile, a little over a mile. On the left will be the Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore and Coffee Bar, where my good brother Kazimde Ajamu is the proprietor. And they'll have all kinds of good stuff for you, family. Books, T-shirts, yeah. All kind of good stuff for you. So check out the Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore and Coffee Bar. Brothers and sisters, there's light in the Black Dot. Or give them a call at 770-305-6373. 770-305-6373. Jump back in your car, head back the other way. Now you're headed south. Make a left. When you make that left, now you're still headed east. The very next exit, exit 75, Turner Hill Road. Take the exit, make a right, stay on that street for five lights. Excuse me, no, it's three lights. Three lights, make another right, and on the left would be the new Black Wall Street Market. It's in an old Target building. It's a pretty big building, but check them out, the new Black Wall Street Market. Homeland Village and Cultural Gift Shop in Macon, Georgia. Open Tuesday through Sunday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Brother B just got it going on. If you want to give him a call, call him at 478-256-1166. 478-256-1166. He has it all, believe me. He even has a vegan restaurant on the premise. So, you know, yeah. All right. And then Sanjay-Aiti, Sister Gabby, and doing the work that she's doing in the northeastern portions of the island of Haiti. Yep, Sanjay-Aiti, go online and check it out, .org, and see the great work that she's doing, working with those children, and they so need it. Yeah. All right. The Inyasa Sim of Daily Revolutionary Thought. The Inyasa Sim. I tell you, man, it's... There is, I'll announce this. I definitely got to get the flyer on it. Elkabalon.org, Omar Wally, Malcolm X, observance, message from the ancestors to the warriors. It's going to be Sunday the 23rd, 2 days after the day that he was assassinated, 2025, from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Chestnut Community Center, and that's sure. But it's going to be online. The keynote is Mama Marimba Ani, the keynote. And online keynote, another, is Baba Barudi. So we're going to get the both. That's going to be, once again, Sunday, February 23rd, from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. So I'll be having more information about that family. Definitely Mama Marimba and the Baba Barudi. Can't miss that. The Inyasa Sim of Daily Revolutionary Thought. February 6. The underdog does not stop to philosophize about his position. He can't be philanthropic. I mean, philosophize. Yeah. The underdog does not stop to philosophize about his position. Paul Lawrence Dunbar. We are filled with histories describing the motives and the acts of our people. Has defeated reflections of European agendas and divisions of grandeur and domination. We are fallen for the power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Eurasianing has an acceptable universal excuse for what they have done without conscience. And because of this, we have come to accept that all humanity thinks the same way, believing that it is only the skill, opportunity, and determination of winners and losers which distinguish people's long lines of wanton violence and endemic and epidemic corruption. This universalization of the European mind makes their story normal and turns us into them, except without their victory. Such thinking removes our ability to objectively view reality, our reality, and move toward an empowerment reflection of the African mind. And it allows the European nation to continue and even escalate their march toward the globalization of their empire with our assistance and the constant and the consent, because we think that they are the ascendant model of humans. Yeah, don't we? We think that they are the ascended model of humanity. I recognize humanity based on thought and action. Ashe. Affirm, I recognize humanity based on thought and action. It's a deep Inyasa Sim, man. I'm going to tell you, they all are. February 7th. It's the love of justice that strengthens the soul. Anger over dishonesty in others and self, and the conditions people find themselves in, as well as the need to bring about justice, is a natural quality found very early among those children who have a great potential to be serious workers or leaders among their generation. Being committed to our cause in the face of seemingly overwhelming odds requires this type of personality. Looking out for and nurturing this quality among those of our children where it is most apparent makes sense to a community of people who are working to intergenerationally create a better class of warriors to carry on the struggle for independence, self-determination, liberation, and sovereignty for us as a people. It is the honorable tradition of progressive nation building to establish and consciously replenish a priesthood of warrior healers who see it as their personal duty to bring justice to African people first. I say, affirm, my soul is strengthened through my love of justice. Affirm, my soul is strengthened through the love of justice. February 8th, listening is a virtue born of respect. I repeat, listening is a virtue born of respect. Brother Simbali Muisha. Be willing to listen to constructive criticism, especially from those who have already been down that road. Listen for the purpose behind the thought, not simply to tolerate others' statements until your voice can be dominant, or that your voice can dominate the conversation or escape. There is a difference between speaking with and talking at someone. Good, meaningful conversation is what binds a community. It is the nature, feel, it is in the nature, feel, the rhythm of the spoken word that determines the closeness and tenure of interpersonal relationships. If the nature is competitive, the feel is distant, and the rhythm arrhythmic, the community will exist in an inferior and tenuous state. That is, unless this fragmentary form of communication fits the personality of the people who comprise the society that they have voluntarily submissed themselves under a social contract in order to continue to operate and protect their interests as one. If, on the other hand, there is a cooperative tone to the conversation, a feeling of closeness in the words, even among individuals and among the group who do not personally know each other, and a deep, heartfelt rhythm to the sounds that come together to form the words tying those who are conversing, then there is a spiritual bonding of the people. Our language, how we use words, how we communicate, family. Affirm, I give serious consideration to the words I choose, I respect. Affirm, I give serious consideration to the words of those I respect. Ashe, brothers and sisters, the Inyasasim of daily revolutionary thought. Yeah. I don't know about you, family, but man, what's happening at this very moment in this country and around the world is the exertion of, once again, of Europeans thinking they can do what they have done for the last few hundred years. Especially, you know, let's say it thousands of years, because they did it before when they exercised their ability to go around the world and take people's stuff. The Greeks were the first to do it. After having sat at the feet of African people, studying for years at the feet of African people. When Socrates came back and was trying to teach the children the things that he had learned in Africa, the Greeks said, "Why are you bringing all these foreign ideas and these concepts here?" Made him drink poison, made him drink hemlock. Plato and Aristotle, and Plato, number one, because he was not necessarily contemporary, but young enough to witness what was happening. He goes to Kemet and he studies over 20 years. That's why Plato was considered a great philosopher, because he studied at the feet of African people. The architect, everything we brought, everything, all the concepts, and they wound up putting their names on it. The father of this, the father of that. The first this, the first that. The type of architecture. So for all of it, just a copy. They have no originality. None. They have no originality. And so that happened. But then they fell into a dark age. Rome fell. Empire fell. And Islam came on the scene. Islam swept across North Africa. And African brothers embraced it. And they moved into Europe, into the western part of the continent of Asia. Once again, Europe is not a continent by nobody's definition. It's just the arrogance and the idea of supremacy of Europeans. It's a kind of 'cause I say so mentality. So they moved into the area of the Iberian Peninsula of Spain and Portugal, and they were the light of the world. Particularly of Europeans. They brought the math and science, all kinds of capabilities, water, the aqueducts, lighting, lighting the streets. Oh man, what we've always done, and what we've always done has been for the benefit of humanity because we are a humane people. After so many hundreds of years, the European woke up again. And he said, we may war amongst ourselves, and we do because we're very warring ass people. We love to fight. In fact, in our chronology, how we determine years and so forth is by the number of conflicts, the number of wars, the number of victories and defeats. Yes, damn. That's them, family. He said, we mean war amongst ourselves. This is Charlemagne, I guess. This is Martel. This is all those who wanted to develop or bring about the European Renaissance, or as they like to say, the Renaissance of man. Because one of the things that has been, at least for those of us who are conscious, is the Europeans' universalization of shit. They think that everything is, you know, tied to them. They are. They're the top. They're the pinnacle. They're the apex. They're the zenith. And so they woke up. Because we were there from 7-Eleven. Thank heaven for 7-Eleven. We moved in there with Islam. Brought in algebra, other math making abilities, and I mean, you know, we were doing us, and this is how we do it. And even though the influence of the religion of El Islam, and believe me, all religions that are not African, and El Islam is not African. It is not African. Have been detrimental. Even today in Liberia, they're castrating our brothers and sisters. And you see what happened to Liberia. Liberia could have been had Muammar Gaddafi. And I know there are some people who have problems with Muammar Gaddafi, and I understand that. But one thing that he was about doing was using the gold dinar as a currency for Africa. I know now there's the BRICS in South Africa, but of course those in South Africa. Understand something. Just because you are in, just because you got a dark face in a high place, don't mean you're in control. If you are in control of the military, and the cracker is, if you're in control of the money, and the cracker is, you in control. And the Caucasian is still in control in Southern Africa, in other parts of Africa as well. So that's why, to me, I love what's going on. I love this awakening. Brothers and sisters, we have to support these countries who are awakening. Ghana. They're telling them to get out. Do you know how many bases there are in Africa? Do we have a damn base in Africa? We don't even have an embassy, let alone a base, a military base. And so the understanding is that we may war amongst ourselves, but we're going to come together on those who are outside of us. And that really came into being when they began this exploration. And wherever they went, they had intercourse with the indigenous women. And the offspring did not look like them. And so therefore, it caused an innate fear in them of genetic annihilation. So when the Caucasian was saying, you know, no race mixing and so forth, it, out of their genetic survival, I can understand that. I wouldn't want us to do that anyway, but because of the oppression of us and on our minds particularly, we felt there was value, better value still to this day in the Caucasian woman, into a woman that looks like that, with that kind of hair. And you see how we have done it. You see what we have done. And you see how it has afflicted our minds globally, particularly our women, with bleaching creams, hair straighteners, weave, fake this, fake that. But it's going to happen, family. It's going to happen. I said to Brother Irv, I may not see it, but he said, look what's going on. You know, look what's going on. And Sister Hybea said the same thing. You know. She said, look what's going on. They're waking up. And I just mentioned Ghana, you know, Senegal, along with the three kings, as Brother Irv liked to call them, you know, Burkina Faso, Niger, you know, they're waking up. We are waking up. The thing that must happen is that we must come together to protect each other and to protect the move that we're making. And we must train to fight, because to make a move like this, you know, as evil as they are, you would think, listen, man, you came in here. You did what you did. You were wrong. Nobody came up into you. We didn't go up into Europe. You came down here and to take our land and to kill us. And you seen that you could not do it. Now, from a humanitarian standpoint, and I know you damn, you son of a bitches ain't humane, but from all the rhetoric you constantly throw out there about the League of Nations and the UN and this, that, and the other, and moral conduct. So, we want our land back. We want you to leave. We want you to leave. Prepare to leave ASAP. And if you don't know what ASAP means, of course you do. That means as soon as possible. We want you to leave. We want our land back. We want to maintain our resources. We want to grow food. We want to do all these things as an independent, self-determining, sovereign nation. That's what nation building is about, family. Yes, you know, and one of the things that is interesting, you know, is consistently you can read about how evil this son of a bitch is. You can read about that. You can see movies on it. They tell you. They've written books, International Hitmen. It's all in there. They'll tell you. You know. There's some clandestine stuff, of course. But a lot of it's right out there, out front, right in your damn face. And the question becomes, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? That's why, to me, the most important thing that we must do is to educate our future. Educate them regardless of, there is no, I don't give a damn about a state overseeing organization like the Department of Education of Wisconsin or Georgia or any other damn state. This education is for African people here in this country and in the world and on the continent, to bring African people together to manage their land, to manage their resources, to build, to develop independently. We have the ability to do it. We just don't have the mind, family. We just don't have the mind, but it's coming. I firmly believe it. It's coming. My lady sent me a piece on Project 2025, and it's the white policy makers cheat sheet. So after we come back from the break, we're going to go through this. You know, obviously 2025 has designs on returning to what they have done or strengthening what they have already done, you know, and to challenge. You know, there was one time there was some sympathy, and I believe it was just only sympathy has a disguise so they can continue to control. There's no doubt about that. But since that time, Caucasians just bump. I don't give a damn. We gonna be what and who we are, and that's racist son of a bitches, and we gonna control. And you don't like it, take your ass somewhere else. No more affirmative action. No more DEI. None of that. No more quotas. No more this. No. Hell no. Reparations. Get the hell out of here. You know, damn. You ain't getting nothing. You should be thankful and glad that you're here. Your ass could be in Africa. And that's a sad truth for many of our people who believe that. We should be glad that we are here. And to accept this status, this second-class citizenship that has been put upon us for hundreds of years. And we should be glad about that. We should just be thankful. Just ease your ass into that and just be thankful. And continue to take your ass to church and pray to white Jesus. I don't know what's into me just today, brother, but I'm just not. I am. Somebody give me a call at 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. We got a number of you who are in the queue. You know what to do. Hit star twice and let's have conversation. Hit star twice if you wish to. So I'm not going to open it up for you. I'm not going to put you on the spot. But you know, if you're listening, hit star twice. So there's no doubt they stole the election. They put Donald Trump in through the efforts of Elon Musk and his SpaceX and the technology that they have to do certain things. And just let it happen. And what's let me tell you what's interesting in that. You know that when you watch something, your algorithms, right? When you go on a computer thing. Well, let me tell you something disgusting, and maybe y'all can help me out there. There's a piece on Facebook. You know, when you go to Facebook, and they have at the top of Facebook, you know, some little short stuff that they have up there. You know, and sometimes they'll have, and this is sickening, family. This is just so damn sickening. They'll have Dr. John Henry Clark. It says Dr. John Henry Clark. They have that silhouette of him. And yet they'll have white people, white women, scantily clad. They'll have, you know, they had one the other day with a penis and all. My lady said that they were going to do something about it. They had done something about it. But it's still there. It's still there. And something has to be done. Something must be done. I don't know if you know how to get a hold of Facebook and make them understand that you cannot use Dr. John Henry Clark's name and show this kind of degrading ass. That's one thing. But, you know, the thing is that and I tell you, I love us. I really do. I really do. I love us. And I hate what has happened to us. And hate that it consistently happens to us. Because we don't understand. There's many people here in this country who don't believe that we're Africans. That somehow when this boat left off the western shores of Africa and went into the Atlantic and landed in this hemisphere, in the western hemisphere, whether it landed in Brazil, whether it landed in the Caribbean, whether it landed in the United States, right away our Africanness was gone. Our Africanness was gone. And now, we're whatever they say we are. And of course, we're trying to be what they are. So we're American. We're Brazilian. We're Colombian. We're Venezuelan. We're Jamaican. We're Puerto Rican. We're Dominican. I just saw a piece just recently, Dominicans aren't black. The Dominicans are varying degrees of who they are. If you know the history, after 1804, the Europeans got together and they vamped on Haiti and they subdued Haiti. And the Spanish came in and took the eastern portion of the island of Haiti. And they tried to do what the Argentinians did. You know, the Argentinians in Argentina, they, once our captivity was over, they did a number of things. One was export our ass out of Argentina, out of Argentina. And of course they killed us. And say for instance, you are African, you're Argentinian African, and you are melanated. They would make you mate with a light skin, and then that child can only mate with another light skin. We're going to breed you out. We're going to breed you out. You know, and Argentina is right next to Brazil, just south of Brazil. You know, and if you ever checked out the beauty contests, like the Miss World or Miss Universe or whatever, whatever. The ones that have won the contest, particularly in the South America, have been the Argentinians. Yeah. Yeah. So when an Argentinian person gets a blood or has a DNA test. Yes, there's European. Yes, there's African. Yes, there's even indigenous people who they've eliminated, who they've killed. You know? Yeah. So we're going to take a break. When we come back from the break, we'll get off into this piece. The white policymaker cheat sheet of chapter of the Project 2025, and what they say when we say what they say we mean. Yeah, right. So we'll be right back, family. You know, we'll be right back, and you stay with us. It is Friday. Yeah, it is. It's Friday. Oh, y'all. Thank God it's Friday. And I just got paid. Johnny Kemp just got paid. So let me make sure these things work for us, family. Yeah. The announcement piece doesn't work, so I've just got to do that. Yeah, I really got to overhaul this with Brother Kwaku. Take some time to get this back on the one. Put my music back into Zar Radio as opposed to doing what I'm doing right now. My laptop computer's been, get that squared away. So, you know. But even at that, though, family, we still are able to have a program. And from that respect, I'm thankful. You know, I really am. I'm thankful. And so, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Mullerland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Enjoy the music of Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes with Teddy Pendergrass. Wake up, everybody.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work.
time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
Teach the babies.
Teach the children.
Teach the babies.
Teach the children.
Teach the babies.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Once again, brothers and sisters, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. Harold Melvin and Blue Notes, Teddy Pendergrass, Wake Up Everybody. And I thought that would be... You know, I try to choose songs that would be apropos, but you know me, on Friday, I usually play something up and jive, you know, live and bop and funk, you know. It's Friday, you know, it's Friday. Yeah. So we're going to get off into this piece. There's just so much stuff out here, you know. This is the part of the Project 2025, which is, you know, it's going to be implemented regardless of lying-ass Trump. You know, he's a liar. This is what he does. He lies. I don't know anything about it. I haven't seen it. Of course, he's deeply embraced in it. It's responding to social justice rhetoric, as it states here. Responding to social justice rhetoric. And it's a cheat sheet for policymakers. On the left is the direct things that American Africans say, and you know, you talk about problems that are happening. And all this is based upon us, you know, critical race theory, social justice, critical race theory, diversity, equity, and inclusion, the DEI piece. So on social justice, what do they mean? What they mean is group entitlements, that they have some entitlements, you know. Well, of course, the only people that have been entitled in this country specifically and openly and wantonly have been Europeans, have been Caucasians, you know. And if you understand the history, that's why that quote, and I don't know if Malik Shabazz made the quote, Malcolm X or Elijah Muhammad, you know, of all our studies, history is best qualified toward our research, because if you look at the history of these people, that's the thing. They're always entitled. It's what who they are. And what they mean is group entitlement, and which is the reframing of particular political demands as universal moral imperatives. Saying that in social, we're saying that these things should happen. It should be about, and to understand what has happened to us and what you have done to us, that these things should happen. A denial of just rewards to individuals who follow the law. Critical race theory. What they mean is belief that people of European descent make society racist for their own benefit. Yeah, they have. They've done it. They've done it globally. European Caucasian extremism, racism, and privilege is a global phenomenon. It's global. Which is the view that racism is baked into the system and is inescapable. Well, if you're going to be in this system, yes. We paid homage to Neely Fuller this past Wednesday. Neely Fuller, along with Dr. Francis Cress Welsey, they came up with the code. They came up with the idea of, in every area of people activity, racism, based upon who they are and what they've done, if it's theirs, race is in it. The view that racism is present even if no one is racist. No, you're racist because you've established that. You've established who you are. You created it. Race is not even a real concept. There's no such thing as race. You created the idea of race. Giving yourself the top position with everyone else at the lowest position. And it's a new concept. This is not something that's been, it wasn't happening during the Greeks. It wasn't happening during the Romans. No. It wasn't happening during the Muslim conquest. It wasn't happening during 711 till 1492. No. But in your awakening, your renaissance, when you awoken and you started to venture out to explorations and you started going around the world claiming everybody's stuff in the name of, because you were superior. You're not. You're extreme. You're extreme. The view that all disparities in group outcomes are due to racist systems. They are. There's no fairness in your ass. None. You can't do it. It's not in you. Diversity, what they mean, an identity-based approach to society, includes only those who agree with social justice. I tell you, these people are something else. Which is a violation of individual identity, enforced intellectual conformity, political quotes. Quotas, political quotas, an attack. It's an attack on merit and a form of soft bigotry on merit. See, that's where you can see this is where you get this Donald Trump. Remember what he said? It's going to have a merit based. It's Donald Trump, as you know, and if you don't know, family, is an idiot. Okay? He don't read, he's an idiot. His talking points of the people who he has surrounded himself with, the programs he allowed. His idea that he, the arrogance, the racist arrogance, I'm going to take Gaza. I want America to take Gaza, and we're going to develop it. Not for the Palestinians, you're not. He said, no, the Palestinians will be gone. You go someplace and where you be happy, but I'm going to develop it. What did he call it? The Riviera of the Mediterranean. And everybody's in there applauding it. The Palestinians aren't, of course. There are some Arab countries that are not. I believe there probably are some that are, because some of them are deeply into the pocket of the West. Equality. What does it mean? Equality of outcomes plus reparations. Yeah. Equality of outcomes plus reparations. Which is a violation of equality before the law, a dismantling of foundations of a free society, state management of society by redistributing resources, opportunities, and access. Oh, yeah, and, you know, they ain't down with redistribution. Even Caucasians ain't down with that. You know, because we live in a land of individualism, materialism, racism, and privilege. Individualism. You know, I got mine. Get yours. Individualism. Yeah. Racism. Individualism, materialism. All the goods and the high quality of this and that and other. Living here, living there. individualism, materialism, racism, which is, of course, not even a real concept, but, of course, we deal with it because the Caucasian created it and giving himself that top position with us at the lowest position, us at the very low position. So because of how he and what he has done globally, we are hated. Globally, we are relegated and demeaned and degraded globally. In other countries where there are melanated people, they're relegated because of the color of their skin. Even though they are the same people, just on a darker hue, because the people who are there historically first are melanated people. And then, of course, just like in India, they get lighter. Just like in Southeast Asia, they get lighter and lighter, and those become the ruling class. Those become the, well, you know, India. They're called the dark-skinned people, the untouchables. Yeah. Equity. What does it mean? Equality of outcomes plus reparations, which is a violation of equity before the law, a dismantling of the foundations of a free society, and state management of society by redistributing resources and opportunities and access, redistributing wealth. Inclusion, what does it mean? Restricted speech and justification for purges, which is making people feel welcome by banning anything they find offensive. An attack on the freedom of association and speech. An enforced separation of people by race. Neo-segregationists. Now here's what they, in this portion, it's still about us, but just more so. Bioflocks, what do they mean? Non-European people, which is used for neo-racist policies. Racism reborn as progression and stereotypes, as progressive and stereotypes. Implicit bias, what do they mean? Unconscious bigotry as a result of socialization by oppressive systems, which is shown not to be significant on behavior above the age of 12. Mind reading that always finds what it seeks. If you believe there's explicit bias, then you'll find it. No, it is. It's always there. Once again, it's in everything you do. Decolonization. What do they mean? Removing European influence, which is an attempt to delegitimize the U.S. as a colonial project. Replacing the universal equality with liberal and non-European tradition. If this doesn't say to you, family, if you don't acquiesce in how oppressive I'm going to be, and I don't give a damn how you feel about it, then get your ass out. Get out of here then. Racial justice. What do they mean? Racial favoritism. Yeah, right. Which is using anti-discrimination laws for unrelated political purposes. A violation of equality before the law. Neo-radical racism reborn as progressive and group stereotyping. Neo-racial. Cultural competence or relevance. What do they mean? catering to stereotypes associated with identity groups, which is a blank check to tell people that they are not sufficiently culturally aware and must modify their behavior. Indoctrination into the critical race theory, the neo-racism, and an ineffective method with no scientific evidence. Discrimination. What do they mean? Judgment based on expression, facts, predictions, and preferences, which is claimed to be inexcusable when exercised with respect to minority groups, unless it makes them feel better off. Claimed to be required against privileged groups to level the playing field. A tool to achieve equality, which is illegal. You know, whatever is legal or illegal, it depends upon who who's in control. And they are. They determine what's legal and illegal, haven't they? We've said it's not legal. We've said it is wrong. But yet, they continue to do it. Environmental justice. What do they mean? Environmental issues are race issues. Of course they are. Look what happened to all the dumping places. Look what happened. I at a conference I was at, I attended the workshop on environmental issues, and it was just sickening and sad that whatever they wanted to do, they did. Because why? It's just, here's a good example. The pipeline that was going to go through when Trump first became president, the pipeline that was going to go through South Dakota, and the people in one city that was supposed to go through there, they said, no. No, something could happen. No, run it through the territory that we put indigenous people on, their reservation. They ran it through there, didn't say a damn thing to them, didn't ask them about, you know, can we do this? Or should we do this or what? No, he just did it. And if you remember, they protested. It was around this time, well, actually around Thanksgiving time, but it was cold out, and they put a water cannon on the protesters and rubber bullets. Environmental justice, which is using environmental protections for unrelated political purposes. Ineffective and inefficient way to protect the environment. White privilege, white supremacy. What is it? What do they mean? European moral culpability. Yes, they are culpable. They did it. They created it. Which is racist scapegoating, especially against economically disadvantaged Europeans. Poor. Well, you know, the thinking is for some of us, if a cracker ain't got it, that truly is his fault, because they're in the position. But understand something: when you live and you create a system of capitalism, not everybody can have. It's not an equitable system. It's not a good system. In fact, it's an evil system. Because look at the billion, all these billionaires. I think there's like about 400 billionaires. So out of 400 billion, I don't know how many thousand millionaires it is. But when people think about the resources, that's why, you know, you're talking about, no, I don't want level of playing field. And redistributing wealth. No, because why? I too could become very rich and be one of them. I too can, win a lawsuit. I, too, can hit the lottery. I, too, can maybe have a long-lost relative who bequeaths me, you know, millions of dollars. Yeah. Yeah. Systematic racism. What do they mean? Differences in outcomes are always due to systematic bias. You know, when they, all the stuff that I've just read to you, you know, coming out of the chapter Project 2025 piece, is the deal. It's what has happened. It's what they have done. What is it? Systematic racism. It's an arbitration of group differences to vague system imposed by others. It is an attempt to dismantle freedom and to forcibly redistribute public and private goods. Yeah, right. Microaggressions. What do they mean? Small slights perceived as bigotry. What is it? Weaponizing the taking of offenses to control others, putting perceived impact above actual intentions, claiming that normal, everyday interactions are bigotry. Yeah, sometimes, if I've said that it is in everything to do, it is in part and partial of the society itself. There may be incidences in your community or next door neighbors, Caucasian, y'all cool, blah, 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 y'all go and have a drink. I don't give a damn. But no, institutional and systemic, that's what it is. And it plays itself out. Hate speech, what is it? An expression of opinions that the accuser finds objectionable. What is it? What it means? That's what it means. But what is it? Usually constitutionally protected free speech. It's usually usually a reflection of political differences rather than an expression of hatred. A way to restrict the speech of others by claiming it poses danger. It's hate speech. And then last, accountability. Accountability. What do they mean? Using institutional and societal power to force compliance, which is bullying, mob rule, heckler's veto, all kind of stuff. It's just, once again, family, the whole objective for us should be understanding all of this seriously and not challenging none of this. To hell with this. I know some of us say we still can fight. My contention is, no, we're not fighting. We're educating ourselves and we're preparing to get the hell up out of here. There is no future for African people. There may be a few. There could be future for individuals who've attained this, that, or the other, or who want to be with Caucasians, who want to be with them and have no problem. They have no problem with what happens to us because they see it all the time. They have no problem with that. Let me take some callers here. There are a number of you in the queue here, so you know what to do. Hit star twice, and you're in the, you're on. Hit star twice, family. Sister, how you doing?
Hi, Baba Ochi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Enjoying the program today. You spoke earlier about genetic annihilation.
Mm-hmm.
That's right on the theory with Mama Cress, Frances Cress Welsing, Queen Frances Cress Welsing. She's mm-hmm. my shero.
Yes.
And, you know, I noticed Wednesday, I wasn't able to be on the show the whole time, so I missed the part, and you were giving a lot of ashes to Neely Fuller. And
yes.
my dear Shiro Frances Chris Wells, and mm-hmm. that is so well deserved. She is just
an
icon.
Yeah, that she was a Neely Fuller was a Jegna to her,
right?
And they worked together, you know.
Yes, and praises to him.
Mm-hmm. And so he just passed. He just passed.
I missed that. Oh,
right. It was Tuesday he passed, and so Wednesday.
Oh, Tuesday. May he rest in peace.
He was 94 years old, something like that. And
wow.
So we acknowledged him, his passing, and his contribution to helping us understand this dynamic. And of course, Frances Cress Welsing, what can you say? She was a beautiful sister and always on point, and she never wavered. You know, you've seen her.
Never.
On Phil Donahue dealing with Shockley, you know, putting him in his place. You've seen her on Tony Brown's Journal, you know. And so she was all, you know, constantly on the case. Yeah.
She was so powerful, and she was inspiring me too. I know mm-hmm. we used to, years ago, we would go up to the college at Howard, and she mm-hmm. would speak, and she would just have us mesmerized.
Right. Yeah.
You know, she was just so powerful and you know, such a crusader for our people.
Mm-hmm.
And our other sister, Dr. Newton, Patricia Newton.
Oh,
let's say our shades to her.
She passed.
Patricia Newton was one of Dr. Frances Cress Welsing was her Jegna.
Okay.
I mean, so when they were in medical school, when mm-hmm. she was finishing up, Dr. Frances Cress Welsing said, "No, you're not going to go be a surgeon," which is what she, mm-hmm. what Dr. Newton was going to be initially.
You
got to work with your mind and mm-hmm. be a psychiatrist. Mm-hmm. And so she just, you know, just took her under her wing, and they just did such beautiful work together.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to say ashe to her. She had passed a few years ago,
right.
And I believe it was from COVID.
Okay.
But mm-hmm. she was just a queen mother. I sent you a link and a story about her.
Okay.
I sent it today. You got to see it. Maybe you'll be able to play parts of it. But she was also known as a goddess, they said. And
so you just sent it to me?
Yeah, I sent it to you this morning.
Okay.
I sent it to you. Yeah, but she, she was installed I think it was in Ghana,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, she was just a great queen there, and so I just want to give our shades to her, because she was beautiful. She was, I loved her very dearly, along with Frances Cress Welsing, so they're my sheroes.
Well, you're right about that, because I remember me and Brother Kwaku, what's the other brother's name? Louisiana, but anyway, the three of us, we went to D.C. for a mm-hmm. conference that Tony Browder was giving, and Renoka was still living, and she was one of the presenters. Sister, and she mentioned that, you know. So, it was a beautiful conference in D.C. at the YMCA, and which was pretty close to where Ben's Chili Bowl Ben's Chili Bowl. So anyway, I tell you.
Give ashe to that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Okay.
And one other thing you mm-hmm. had spoke about earlier about the horrific atrocities they were perpetrating on Facebook, did you say, with Professor John Henry Clark, Our Clock, Our Rock, Our Hero?
I know. It hurts me. It hurts me when I go online to Facebook and I see his name, and I see that portrait of him, or that silhouette view, side view of him, and it has white women in panties and bra, or in suggestive, poses and so forth. One of them had a penis, you know, white woman nursing two kids with a penis. This is sickening. I'm sorry, Sister Heidi. I'm angry. When I see this.
Yeah, I'm angry too. I'm appalled too. But I want to say we should be off of racist Facebook. I think we could just reject Facebook. There's a social media with startengine.com mm-hmm. fan base. And this is by Isaac Hayes' son. And it's just taken off. And let's have our own social media. You know, I understand that, I think someone else, Quick, or someone also has a social media that he's starting. But
well, so, I wanted to just brother, say yeah, that. Brother Quake, who is starting, I forgot what he called it again. But it's a network. So it,
oh, okay.
We'll be off it as a, it's an engine. It's a search engine, you know. So
it's
you don't have to be
startengine.com. Oh, I'm sorry.
Right. So you don't have to be on Google, Firefox, or any of those. We have our own. It's just like a BBAtumi.
Oh.
A BBAtumi is the same thing coming out of Ghana.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let us get off Facebook because I mean they are very racist. And we shouldn't have that. They should be just eliminated from our youth. All African people, we could use our own services and support that, and definitely reject that. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And so, what do you think? Yeah, we can. We don't need Facebook, all that propaganda that they perpetrate. So, and then to insult our Bible like that. So just it's Facebook. I think they were saying, too, that they eliminate DEI, you know, Facebook and all this
right.
racist stuff and all the other things they did. So I think it's wonderful that that we're getting our own social media. And all of us Africans, we need to support that.
Ashe. All right, my sister. Also, too, there's going to be, and I don't know if you heard, in observing Brother Omawali, Malcolm X, Malik El Shabazz, on the 23rd, Sunday, the 23rd, from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m., you get this online. So you have to register for it. It's free. The message from the ancestors to the warriors. You have keynote addresses from Mama Marimba and Baba Baruti. So you have two of the. If you're talking about somebody.
That's my shero and hero. That's wonderful.
Right. That's for sure.
Yeah,
the top people are talking about sovereignty for African people. They ain't talking about going along to get along. They ain't talking about none of that. You know, access and this, that, no. So, yep, that's going to be. And I'll be talking more about it, and hopefully I can get somebody that's going to, you know, be on there. But it's going to be online, and it's free. So, okay. All right, dear.
And you
sister.
Said it's going to be from to 6. What time did you say it was
from
going
to 6? From 1 to 6 on
six.
Sunday the 23rd. February 23rd from 1 to 6.
Ashe.
Ashe. Take care, my sister. Peace to you. Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend, too.
All right, dear sister. Peace.
And you know.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
No, I was just saying. I was just saying that Mama Ya had a wonderful celebration of African women elders
beautiful.
Saturday.
Good, yeah.
You know, she's a shero, too.
Oh, yes, she
is. Beautiful.
Yes, she is.
It
was
really beautiful lifting up all our African women
Definitely.
Elders.
Okay. All right, so my sister. Peace. All right. Brother Irv, what's happening? How you doing?
Hey, Baba Oshie. Thanks for bringing me up, man. I appreciate that. I'm listening to you, man. You're right on point with what you're saying. The sister that just got finished talking, I love listening to her voice. But her voice calms me down, man.
Yeah, she's peaceful.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, she's peaceful. I love it.
Makes me want to just sit here and load my.
I love you too.
She does. She makes me want to sit here and load my pistol. I'm serious. Some people have the ability. Baba Oshie, to put that fighting spirit in you. And she's one of those people who can do it. And I don't think she even realizes that she does it. She gets you ready for the fight. Because, Baba Oshie, I think what's happening with American Africans in this country is that we are not realizing that the more you send your children to the schools to join the Boule and the fraternities and all these Caucasians talking this DEI. And we know DEI is actually – it's actually about homosexuals. That's what to me. I'm not speaking for anybody.
Well,
but
let me say this: in the pecking order, you know, they're higher in the pecking order than we are. In fact, the image in the face of DEI is us. Is us.
They wanted,
but the number one people just like affirmative action. The main thing affirmative action who applied, who that appealed to was women. was white women.
They're the ones that, correct. They mm-hmm. benefited more from that than American Africans did.
Yes.
You're absolutely correct. But these people that we're dealing with have been dealing with in this country, they're not hiding anything, Baba Oshie. If you want to know what Donald Trump's going to do, look at 2025.
Yeah.
That society, that think tank has been putting this together mm-hmm. for over 20 years.
Yeah.
This thing, it started with Reagan. It started way even before Reagan. Mm-hmm. They've been putting this together, and now they're putting their plan, which has been in place for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But see, until American Africans realize that they're in a fight, and that's why you never see us. You ain't seen one story on the national news about a car being made in Burkina Faso. You ain't seen nothing on the news about passports and visas in the Sahel state. You ain't seen none of that. But you keep seeing Trump, and you keep seeing the Republicans and Maxine Waters. We're going to fight, and we're going to know you're going to keep getting rich, because you are a political entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't vote for term limits, you're not trying to leave. You're trying to stay until your whole family is taken care of. And I get that. You should take care of your family. But you took an oath. You took an oath to a country that never lived up to any treaty it ever signed. If you don't believe me, ask the Native Americans.
Mm-hmm.
This is a country that enslaved your ancestors. And you have bowed down, and you know, Roland Martin is on his I Told You So tour, going across the country, coming to a city near you. I told you so. You know I told you.
With his no-neck ass.
Come on, man. He's looking for the I'm supporting black businesses. Of course, you're looking for a wing spot. Get you some of them GMO chicken wings. But anyway, my point is, Baba Oshie. And you know, I'm not going to ever call a brother name on this network or either put another brother down. But what I'm going to say is what I believe is the truth. And I believe the truth starts with American Africans telling each other the truth and making sure that Donald Trump is a non-issue for me, because when you see elephants fighting, the grass will get trampled.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening now. These titans are going to implode in on themselves, and there will be blood. There will be blood,
mm-hmm.
and they always want to take the American African, put him out in front, as if we started this. You started this fictitious fairy tale of a log cabin or of a Christopher Columbus discovering America. I didn't see a push to change those books,
mm-hmm.
to change
mm-hmm.
the book that says that lie. Nobody said we're going to start and remove this Paul Revere BS out this, but they never did that, Baba Oshie. Because to them, it's the truth.
And when
you walk in a courtroom really quickly, they don't ask you, what did you do today? They want to know your history. So I ask, Irugu, tell me your history. I don't care what you're doing right now. What you been doing? You've been doing just what you're doing. Stealing, lying, mm-hmm. building up your military, and trying to find a better way to kill your black ass.
That's right.
Baba Oshie, that's what he's looking for. So no. We, as a people, online they were going back and forth online and on YouTube about Ibrahim Touré. I want Ibrahim to come here and be in charge of our country. People are realizing that a Pan-Africanist, okay, who came after Thomas Sankara, I think that's how you
Thomas
pronounce his last name.
Yeah, Thomas Sankara.
They killed him, mm-hmm. and he had a baby, and the baby was Ibrahim Touré, and the three kings. And they are changing. And see, Baba Oshie, the one thing that Irugu does is he stops your travel. He makes it so you can't talk to this one, and this one can't talk to that one. They have a visa now where all of them can talk to each other. You can go to this country with ease. It's not a long distance phone call to call Niger from Burkina Faso.
Well, see, that's the thing. Before it was always, it has been, and will probably still be. If it is effective, divide and conquer, you know.
Correct.
So to keep you guys at each other, you know, and to prevent you from communicating effectively to each other, you know,
right.
As long as I continue to do these things, I'll be in my position of authority and control, you know.
That's correct. because mm-hmm. he who controls, and you said it a few minutes ago, mm-hmm. we're putting together our own, Kwaku's putting together his own servers, his mm-hmm. own network, so that we have some level, like Brother Rick says, he calls in every now and then, mm-hmm. we have to have our own communication. We're yeah. sitting here telling Arugu every move we make. You know, we're gonna have a meeting Thursday, Arugu. Let me make sure I get my moles in there. Yeah. To come to meet to the meeting with you. You know,
yep.
Kraheem Jeffries, he'll come. He looks like them, but we know he ain't one of them. It's because he'll be holding to the money.
Yeah.
And that's why Africa was so corrupt, because you give one a whole mm-hmm. bunch of money, he lives mm-hmm. well, his family does well, mm-hmm. and the others. I mean, like the guy Raheem, Ibrahim said the other day, Trump said, I'm cutting off the aid, and you know, ECOWAS, and I'm set. Oh, we mad at them. He cutting off our aid.
Right.
Shut up.
Yep.
Shut up and sit down. Ibrahim said, they've been giving you aid over 60 years. What road have you built?
Right.
What hospital have you?
Exactly.
You ain't did nothing with it. So that
right.
aid is not going to. He said, keep your aid. He said, South Africa said, you keep the aid and we'll keep the minerals. Huh? Mm. We need cell phones over here.
Mm.
See, Trump doesn't understand that, Baba Oshie, I am not fooling myself to believe that we as American Africans can live by ourselves. We are, everyone in this world, white, black, red, green, tall, short, light, dark, we are all connected universally. That's why when you walk with your shoe and your bare feet on the grass, it feels a lot different than when you put your shoes on. Because you are a part of this universe. Mm-hmm. We're not. God didn't keep Neely Fuller here 90 some years because he just ain't had nothing else to do. Neely Fuller had a purpose, and when his work was done, he went home. Just as Francis Crest Wellsman, just as Irvin Lewis, and just as Osher Adelabu. We're going home.
Yes.
But until then, we got work to do, and the work is to get the message out, to call people, the task, to tell people the good news. And I'm not talking about somebody, you know, we're going to go down to the River Jordan. I ain't going to no River Jordan. We're in a fight for our lives. We're in a fight for our children's lives. We're in a fight that we can't afford to lose. Because see, the thing is, God, they give you a book that tells you that a Jew is a chosen person. But God didn't choose you. Well, you know, some children you like more than others. Who wrote the book? See, this is the part that you're looking at the left hand and the right hand is taking your Medicaid. I just read that Medicaid is not off the table. I don't get Medicaid, but there are brothers that do.
Mm-hmm.
And if my brother's in trouble, I'm in trouble.
Right.
If my brother is struggling, I'm struggling. This is the diaspora. I'm not sitting here talking about foundational and all this foolishness. I'm talking about American Africans. I do have a homeland. It's Africa. It's like everybody else. You know, but I saw the other day where the Mexican people, they waving the flag, a Mexican flag, and they marching down the street. If you got a Mexican flag and you're burning the American flag, why don't you take your ass to Mexico?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I will go to Africa tomorrow. I'm going today if I could. If I could make this happen, I would live in my homeland
where
I'm connected. I'm connected here. Don't get me wrong, but I've been to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't say I know what to expect, but I know I felt some kind of way when I was in my homeland. I felt empowered.
Yes.
And here I don't feel empowered. I feel in struggle. Everything's a struggle. I get pulled over by the police. I'm nervous. I'm a grown ass man, Baba Oshi.
Yeah.
I'm nervous.
But that fear is legit. That fear is legit. You know?
Baba Oshi, I pay him. I paid this police officer, and he's talking to me like I'm doing him a favor. So my point is, we have already won. That's why you see Arugu moving the way they're moving now. They've taken off the glove. Arugu took off pulled the curtain back. He said, this is how it's going to be. This is what we're doing. You notice what they're not talking about. They're not talking about paying these young men in the biggest plantation in this country, which is the NCAA. They're not talking about paying these men. Because the deflection. I need you to worry about them $10 a dozen eggs. You know what I'm saying? That's what they lined up out here to get eggs. How much eggs do y'all eat?
Well,
you lined up.
You know, I know March is coming up, March Madness, and I'll go over, you know, do what I usually do annually and talking about that madness because of how they manipulated that whole situation with the image, name, image, and likeness bullshit because it became very divisive. You know, they could have figured out a way. And believe me, if I can probably do something that is, you know, like that, I sure in the hell know that they could have. But they but they manipulated that whole situation with name, image, and likeness. So it pertains to only a few, only a savvy few who have been on the internet and who have gotten the following. But let me catch a couple of the callers here before we
run out of time, brother. Go, brother, please.
Thank you, brother. Hey, Brother Lus, how you doing?
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon,
I'm just
my brother.
I'm doing a bunch of multitasking, so
okay,
you all with the discussion, and I'm still listening in.
All right, my brother. Go ahead. I appreciate you, man. It's another that you call.
Santi
Sana. Thank you. Santi Sana. Brother Jay, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing, man? How's
good.
Everything going?
Good.
All right. Well, listen, man, all we got to do is just get ready for Sunday, man. KC. I see how they robbed your boy Irv Jackson for the MVP.
Well,
that was, you know, got to get a white man.
Well, I threw
something out.
I felt that was going to happen. Yeah, I felt that was going to happen. I didn't think that they would do that. Although his numbers were better, everything was better, but I didn't think they were going to do that. Give him three in a row.
You know, the thing is. The thing is this, man, you know, you have to really, really laugh at these people, man, when they go through this whole motion on DEI, man, because whenever it's even Steven, you and I both know the white boy never wins because he's not the most educated. He's basically, at this stage of the game, mm-hmm. not as smart educationally as other ethnic groups. You know, they were showing the comparison from the new press secretary and the last one for Biden, mm-hmm. which one was a black woman and the other one was a white woman. It's, mm-hmm. it's all on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And to look at the black woman qualifications against the white woman's qualifications, you just see how that whole DEI thing is a joke. So, I mean, you know, the sad thing is that we don't have anything in place to control the most important thing is the narrative. Once you control the narrative, you control everything, man.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we suffer from. We suffer from never being able to control the narrative, never being able to put forward the narrative to demand what the agenda should be. So when you talk about Africa and all of these places, the successful people over in African countries are the ones who can control the narrative, just like that brother over in Burkina Faso is doing. He's trying to control the narrative. And if he's able to be successful in controlling the narrative, then what will happen is the country will move forward. So that's the only way I look at it, because like he said, you can keep your money, but I'm going to keep my minimum wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And who do you think wins that equation?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's sure. just like this country is going to get in so much trouble over the next couple of years because they're going to cause too many problems with the trade. Always remember this, and I tell this to people all the time. Look at what happened when Trump did the trade thing
mm-hmm.
with China over the soybeans. What did China do? They said, okay, so what? Where did they go? They go to other countries. I think it was Germany or I think even Brazil or somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're the biggest soybean producer mm-hmm. and all of that. But nobody discusses that. Why? Because of the narrative. Now, mm-hmm. if the narrative was honestly put out about tariffs, then you wouldn't have this problem. Now, the only reason he backed down with the tariffs this time was because of the stock market. The stock market made him slow it down. But I'll leave you with this. The jobs came out. The rate of how many jobs are being created and how many jobs are being lost came out. Yo, 120,000 jobs lost. So if anybody puts that narrative out, it'll just show where the country is heading and where it's going.
Right, because what are they?
Because it's not like the country is going to get any better.
Because what are they doing? They're even trying to downsize the federal government, let alone private industries. Private industry has always been trying to find ways to downsize, to automate, so it can maximize profits. The government is what?
The only way, think about this. The only way that you could legitimately and legally downsize the government is through Congress. You can't do it through executive order. And the only way he will be able to get away with it in that case is if the Supreme Court backs him.
Well,
that's what he's banking on.
Well, that's look at the situation,
though.
He's
going to destroy the country.
But look at, he don't give a damn, but look at the situation. He's in control of Congress. He's in control of Senate. Okay, and he has a 6-3 majority on the Supreme Court. So if he's going to be able to do anything, it is at this time, in these next few years, that it can be done. But listen, brother, I appreciate it. Jay, you look at, man, you enjoy the game wherever you choose to watch it at, and I hope that your team, I think you're going for Kansas City, and I ain't got no problem with that, but I'm kind of going for Philly. I want Jalen Hurts, man, to win. You know, I was really upset. And
for the first time in my life, Bo, I'm going to go with a mulatto.
Yeah. Yeah. But
talk to you later, Bo.
All right, man. Take care, Jay. Oh, man, I tell you. All right, family. We're closing out. Appreciate it. Brother Irv, go ahead.
Real quick, Bubba. Sure. Did that brother say mulatto?
Yeah.
Big choice of words.
The mulatto. Yeah.
I love Jay, man. Yeah. I love Jay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Now, we're up against it, brother. I'll go ahead and send your closing thoughts, brother, and close it out. This has been a great show.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate your participation always.
Yes, sir.
Love you, Irv.
Yes,
peace,
sir.
Man.
That's it. Love you, too.
Yeah, brothers and sisters, hope you have a good weekend. Enjoy the weekend. It's really like a holiday weekend because of a holiday structure, the Super Bowl. I remember the very first Super Bowl, you know. In fact, I didn't have a color TV. I went to this bar because they used to shine shoes. I went to this bar, and that's where I watched the Super Bowl at. And then I helped my family get a color TV the year after that. So the next year I watched the Packers and the Raiders. But then the next year following that was Joe Namath, the Jets in Baltimore. Yeah, the Jets in Baltimore. And then next after that was Kansas City in Minnesota. And then the merger. Because next after that was Baltimore and Dallas. And Baltimore won. So the AFL had a 3-2 in Super Bowl victories. So anyway, family, we end this program like we end all of our programs with the words of Stephen Biko. The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the minds of the oppressed. This program is dedicated and committed to helping to free the African mind, but not just the MIND, but the MINE, because under the feet of African people lies all of the resources that everybody wants, think they can't do without, and they sure in the hell don't want to pay for. Brothers and sisters, you have a blessed and wonderful day and a great weekend. Whatever you decide to do, or whichever team that you want to win, come back with me on Monday. Shemhotep, that means go in peace. Asante Sana, means thank you. A BB for Hodie means our victorious destiny. Brothers and sisters, we will be victorious. You take care. Bless you.